Mike and Bernie. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you. 17-14, Wimberley with the lead and the football. Second down and six from their own 33-yard line. Moving right to left in your mind's eye. Here's JoJo Weeks scrambling right side. Still on his feet and thought he might have dropped the ball. I don't know. He went out of bounds on that far sideline. Lost a yard or two, though. So third down and long now for the Texans. So check that second down and long. I was right the first time. No. Third down and long. Third down and seven for the Texans at the 32-yard line. How about that?
The yard marker on the far, the down marker on the far side is, it went from third to second back to third. So we'll,
I shouldn't look at that. I should be able to count to four on my own, but it's asking a lot, evidently.
It's been a long game so far. Been a close one.
Third down and seven. No doubt it's going to come down to the end. Big play here for Wimberley. Weeks back to throw. Throws it over the middle. Caught by Martinez for the first down out to the 41-yard line. Nice job by Gavin Martinez. First time we've called his name here tonight for making a reception, I believe. Texans move the chains, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, good job by Gavin. Catching it with his hands right there.
Cockerham in the game. As we mentioned, Hunter Williams hobbled off. He's on the far sidelines. He has his shoulder pads off. He's not coming back in the game tonight. First and 10, Cockerham will get the handoff, and he is able to move it forward about 4 yards to the 44-yard line. Doug Warren probably would not mind running a little clock here.
No, I got to imagine that you're right, too. Obviously, with we see Hunter with his shoulder pads off over there. We hope it's a it's nothing real big right here, but definitely if you're Doug, you're thinking, okay, he's on the sidelines. We're going to run some clock right here and kind of see what we can do with the lead. You got Cockerham in there who's an excellent runner of the ball, pounding it up the middle. So take a chance and run that clock.
Second down now. Back to throw is JoJo Weeks. Going to throw it over the middle. Deflected and picked off. Picked off in the secondary by Hart. And he's able to push the pile forward. A very late flag. That's going to be on the sideline. He's able to get the ball down to the Wimberley 40-yard line on the interception. Fortunately for Wimberley, they're going to back him up a little bit. I saw it. The official ran into the coach on the sideline.
Yeah, he was about
immediately threw the flag.
He was about 4 or 5 yards out there, and they had the sideline warning earlier, so I can't imagine on this one that they're going to probably get him on the penalty.
Yeah, they're going to step this off. Well, you got to hate that if you're a Bernie Greyhound fan, and definitely if you're the coach. I think that was the head coach, Dorbity, who bumped into the linesman. All these officials are pretty thin-skinned. It's a personal foul, technically. They got the ball all the way down to the Wimberley 40-yard line on the return. It was thrown into traffic, Jared. We hadn't really talked about the pass. We were talking about the penalty, but deflected, and boy, when that ball starts deflecting in that secondary, man, bad things happen to your offense.
Yeah, there was a lot of people around the ball right there. Kind of just came right off of the receiver's hands. Again, a little bit high, came off of his hands, and anytime it's tipped up there, you got three or four defensive backs hanging out right there, linebackers, and it's up for grabs at that point, and Bernie came down with it.
It was coming in there pretty hot, too. Colton Poole, the running back now. Greyhounds at their own 46-yard line. Let's see if the Texans' defense can withstand the pressure here. Option play, and he's going to be dropped in the backfield. The quarterback klutz. That's the first time we've seen that play, and heck, he lost 2 or 3 yards. Did we have a flag on the far sideline? I believe so, and that's not going to be good for Wimberley. Personal foul, face mask, Wimberley. Gosh. That was thrown by the lines judge on the far sideline. I think it was completely away from the play, Jared. Goodness gracious, they're going to mark this all the way to the Wimberley 42-yard line. So the officials giveth and the officials taketh away for the Texans. First and 10 for Bernie. At the Texans 42. Here's the give. It's to Poole up the middle. Stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Again, Texans leading at 17-14. 9:50 left to play in the ball game. Bernie on the move here. Second down and 10. in Wimberley territory at the 42. Klutz in the shotgun formation. Poole to his right. Back to throw. Looking left, throwing left. It's caught. Caught by Snelling at the 38-yard line. Still on his feet and is able to stretch it to the Wimberley 37, where it'll be third down now and five. How big a play is this?
Yeah, this is a big play for Bernie. It's a big play for the Texans right here from the 37. Again, out of field goal range, you got to think it's two down territory for Bernie right here.
Here we go, shotgun. Third down and five. Let's see if the Texans can hold. Back to throw. Klutz looking right, throwing right. It's going to be incomplete. He didn't get much juice on that one. Pressure, though, is what caused that, I think, Jared.
Yeah, Moss Carruthers was coming in at that throwing arm right there and just didn't allow him to push through the ball. And Klutz just couldn't get enough on it. I said it a minute ago, we're fourth and five right now. And so if you're Bernie, you got to go for it. Obviously, you can't kick a field goal and you're too close to punt right here. And you got to put the ball in the end zone.
Bernie has to get to the Wimberley 32-yard line. Fourth down and five. Shotgun. Klutz is going to throw. Back to throw. He throws it left side and incomplete. It's high and incomplete. And Wimberley will take over. They will take over on downs, will the Texans, with 8:46 remaining.
Yeah, good defensive stand right there for the Texans. Getting it on the Wimberley side of the field right there. Holding up. Colby Crowder had some good coverage right there on the outside.
And I think Doug Warren in his huddle with his team on the sideline before they come out probably said, guys, if we'll just hold on to the ball, we can do some damage. They've turned it over, what, three times here tonight?
Yeah, and I think we're going to see probably a little bit of a ground and pound football right here.
Here is the snap. It's to Cockerham, the handoff. Nice job by that offensive line. You were talking about getting a push, and he's able to push that forward for about six. It'll be second down and four.
Yeah, I looked up, and the offensive line had the defensive line about 3 or 4 yards
yes.
back again. And, if you're the offensive line coach for Wimberley, that's what you were really preaching on sitting over there on the sidelines just a minute ago. If they're not playing defense, a young man in there saying, hey, it's time to give everything you got. 7-8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It's time to win a ball game.
Second and four at the Wimberley 43. Shotgun. The turn and the give up the middle. It's Cockerham again. He's got the first down to the 50-yard line. Well, I don't think that's Cockerham. Trying to see who that is.
That is looks like Jake. Yeah, that is still Jake Cockerham.
I thought it was Thomas Carruthers. Wasn't it Moss Carruthers, 44 on the carry?
Oh, it could have been Moss. Moss
I think
is out
so.
There.
I think that's who it was there, Jared. He picked up the first down.
I just saw too many fours. One of them's got a four. The other's got a 44. Trying to get confused on me here.
Again, Hunter Williams left the game in the third period with an injury of some sort. Hasn't returned. He's on the sidelines, though. So another set of downs for the Texans with the clock at 7:33. Carruthers again with the football. Nice power running by Moss. He gets it to the 45-yard line, had both of his arms around that football, Jared.
That's what you see when those power running backs go in there, those fullbacks slash, kind of halfbacks. There's two things that's going to happen. One, it's going to take more than one person to bring you down. And two, they're going to put every single part of their arm on the football and say, you're not taking it from me because I'm stronger than you.
Carruthers, a junior, this is his heaviest playing time, at least at running back this season, probably. And Weeks is going to flip it out left side again. That's Martinez, I believe, on the catch. He had nowhere to go. Actually, that's not Martinez. That is Stover over there. No gain, though, Jared. Third and five. Big, big play.
Yeah, it keeps that's nothing but an extended run right there when you're running that stop route and just turning as a receiver. We've seen Stover gain, probably 40, 50 yards tonight on that exact play. So good, safe play, keeps the clock running at the same time, gives you a little bit more room out there on the outside. So, but you're right, big third down right here from the 45-yard line of the Bernie Greyhounds.
Third and five. Got to get to the 40. Texans trying to keep the drive alive. Weeks will throw it right side, caught right at the sticks. Nice job on that far sideline. That's Wyatt, man. He just ran out there and turned around and caught the ball.
We've seen that route how many times tonight? At least five or six. And, you know, it's a if it works, keep using it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
You're right about that. They're going to spot this at the 40. I swear the spotting of the football has driven me nuts this year. He caught it at the 39. He sat down on the 39. They're spotting it at the 40, but they're giving him the first down.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't complain too much, I suppose.
Well, between that and the fact that we've, are in week five and haven't had, or week six and haven't had a measurement yet.
It drives me nuts. Here is Cockerham now in the backfield. Lone running back. He gets it and is stopped after a gain of one. It'll be second and nine. 5:28 left to play, and the clock is moving. Texans with a football at the Bernie 39-yard line and a three-point lead, 17-14. Last non-district game of the season. Play clock is at 13 now as they break the huddle. Texans deliberately chewing clock at this point. Weeks now, reverse to Colby Crowder. Stay in bounds, Colby, and he does. And he's able to make a move at the 35 and then get it inside the 30 for the first down at the 30-yard line. Well, that was a nice move, wasn't it, Jerry?
Yeah, it was a good fake by JoJo, too. He kind of did the old, we'll call it the Tim Tebow run up to the line like he's going to do something with it, and Colby sneaks in behind him, hams it on the backside for the reverse, and good job of Colby sneaking in between the two defenders of Bernie right there on the outside to go ahead and extend this drive with a first down.
4:35 left to play in the ball game. They break the huddle again with 13 seconds left. JoJo Weeks, experienced quarterback. He knows how to work that clock, Jared, and he's doing a beautiful job here late in the game. Again, Texans holding on to a three-point lead. Texans will take its first time out of the second half. We'll take it with them. Our score, Wimberley 17, Bernie 14. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Manager John Caldwell and his entire team wish the Tigers a great season.
First down and 10. Texans have it at the Bernie 30-yard line. Texans trying to hold on to this 17-14 lead. 4:22 remaining in the ball game. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you from Bernie. Weeks from the shotgun. Takes the snap, gives it to Cockerham right up the middle. Bernie Greyhounds know that Wimberley's going to run the ball. Cockerham is able to get couple of yards to the 28, but that's it. It'll be second down and 8.
Yeah, they know it's going to be good, tough sledding right here if you're the Texans running back, and they tried to kind of fake the reverse to Colby that they did the play just before that, but definitely going to be some tough running right here for Moss and Jake Cockerham. I look forward to probably seeing maybe a little bit of Moss Carruthers coming in as well.
Texans are going to huddle up. A lot of times they don't. They are now. They are in clock chew mode. Cockerham is to the right of Weeks. Weeks has it. He will give it to Crowder. Right side, looking for running room. Not much. He's able to pick his way to the 25-yard line, perhaps the 26. It'll be third down now and 6 with the clock at 3:25, and it's rolling. If nothing else, if the Texans don't get a first down here, Jared, they're not going to give Bernie a lot of time on the clock with their offense.
No, but unfortunately, we saw Bernie score.
They don't need much time, do they?
72 yards.
That's right.
Two plays a minute ago. So, you know, the Texans would love nothing more right here than to go ahead and get this first down and to continue really chewing that clock away.
Bernie fans on their feet. Third down and 5. Weeks, rolling left, looking's got a man. It's deflected and incomplete. He was trying to hit. Crowder was open momentarily, and then suddenly he wasn't open, and Weeks is probably lucky that thing wasn't picked off. It's incomplete with 2:50 left to play. That'll set up a fourth down now.
Yeah, he just kind of tossed it out there a little bit and ended up not being able to complete it, but you're exactly right. It was pretty lucky that he didn't get picked off right there.
But, you know, actually, it's inside the 10. If it was intercepted, probably no harm, no foul if there wasn't any return there. At any rate, fourth down and 5 now. Texans are in no man's land. They're going to go for it here. Wide receivers all over the place. No running backs. Bernie Crowd on its feet. Texans trying to convert. Here's Weeks looking left, looking. He's going to scramble up the middle, and he's going to be brought down after a gain of a couple of yards. But the Greyhounds will take over at their own 23. 2:44 remaining in the ball game and all three of their timeouts. Here we go, Jared. This ought to be fun. Huddled around their coach are the Greyhounds.
And you got to know that they're coming out with quite a bit of momentum right here, too. They're hustling out there, sprinting to the field. 2 minutes and 44 seconds left, and not the whole field, but a lot of it to go. So see what Texans need to step up and step up big.
Texans holding on to a three-point lead. Greyhounds, screen pass, and it's going to be incomplete. Knocked down and incomplete. Second down and 10.
Yeah, a huge play by the defensive end right there, number 61 for the Texans. Brady Corbett gets his chance to get out there and just jumps up and bats it down. So great play by him.
Clutch the quarterback, trying to drive his team down for a winning touchdown. Texans trying to hold on here with 2:40 left to play. Rolling right, it's Clutch. Pressure, it's going to go deep. Right side to Hodo. Hodo almost caught it near the 50-yard line. Bernie coaches wanted interference. I don't think there was any interference on it.
No.
Incomplete.
Yeah, Cody Charrington did a good job right there. He was in his face the whole way. He didn't touch him. And a good defensive play by Cody right there. Hodo had a chance to come down with it, it looked like, and just couldn't quite reel it in.
I thought he was going to make a spectacular catch.
The way that the Texans have gone right now with this game, I was expecting that to come down for a catch. I got to tell you, I'm glad it didn't, but good play by Charrington to stay in the face of the receiver.
Third down and 10 now for the Texans. And they're going to bring some heat to Klutz. He's going to roll right, looking, throwing. He's got Hodo, who caught it for the first down. Out near midfield is Douglas Hodo on the catch. They're going to put it right at midfield. They're going to stop the clock to move the chains. 2:26 left to play. Texans leading it by 3. Boy, that was a clutch throw and catch there from Klutz to Hodo.
Yeah, that was a great throw. I ended up getting it right over the head of Samuel Valadez, and it ended up being an out and up just because the play extended. So good job by Hodo extending the play down the field.
Hart is in the game at running back now for Bernie. Back to throw is Klutz. Looking over the middle, throwing over the middle, and incomplete. He threw behind his receiver, trying to hit Hodo again. It's incomplete, second and 10.
Yeah, and I would expect more of that right there from the Greyhounds right here, just kind of getting up there, gunning it down the field, looking for those 10, 12 yards at a time.
Klutz getting the call from the sideline. Again, Herbst has a pretty good leg as their kicker, so we have to start speculating about a field goal possibility here if they get another 25, 30 yards or so. They're at midfield. The clock is at 2:10. Greyhounds with all three of their timeouts, but it's third down and 10. A second down, rather. Fumbled the snap, and now they're going to say that he's down in the backfield. Goodness, Klutz, it looked like a low snap there, Jared. He couldn't come up with it. That's going to set up a third down and 17. And now the Greyhounds are going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. Our score, 17-14. Wimberley, Texans football continues. After this brief timeout, you're listening to Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and Lifestyle Division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
Back in Bernie, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Third down and 17 now. Greyhounds with the football, trailing by three. Back to throw is Klutz. Looking deep, looking over the middle, and it's picked off. Wimberley has picked it off, but a flag in the secondary as the return of the interception is going to be brought down at the 27-yard line. It was picked off in that secondary by Cody Charrington, but a flag. And we'll see what the call is here. And now the officials are going to talk about this one a little bit. They're going to call it pass interference. Pass interference for against Wimberley. Gosh, what a turn of events, because Wimberley, had they come up with it, obviously they probably could have run out the clock. Instead, it's pass interference that's going to give Bernie a first down at the Wimberley 42-yard line. First down and 10 now. Hart, the running back, next to Klutz. 1:50 left to play in the ball game. Texans trying desperately to hold on to this three-point lead. Klutz in the shotgun, back to throw, looking. Throwing left side. It's caught. Caught at the 38-yard line. And that's going to be a pickup of five. Check that, four. It'll be second down and six. Clock continues to run with 1:35 left to play. Believe they have two timeouts remaining. Klutz rolling right. Looking, looking, throwing. He's going deep, and it's going to be incomplete. And out of bounds goes the pass play. So it'll be third down and six now, as Klutz was trying to hit the home run that time. 1:24 left to play in the game. Bernie now facing a third down and six. Big, big play here. See if the Texans defense can hold. Klutz the quarterback. Hart to his left, but he's going to throw it. Back to throw. Looking, looking long, looking left. Got a man on the far sideline. It's caught. He caught it inside the 10-yard line. That's Snelling with a great catch. They're going to mark it down at the 9-yard line with 1:16 to go. Trailing by three. Bernie on the move here. What a finish here in Bernie. Klutz, shotgun. He's going to roll right, but flags prior to the snap. It's going to be a false start against Bernie. So they're going to back him up to the 14-yard line, where it'll be first down now and goal. The scoreboard has three timeouts remaining for Bernie. I think they only have two, however. They're going to try to drain this clock. Texans may not get the football again. It might be up to the defense to hold off the Greyhound. Man in motion. Klutz back to throw. Setting up the screen pass. Caught at the 15. Snelling at the 10. And a great tackle on that far sideline. So hold him right at the 9-yard line. So it'll be second down and goal now from the 9. Great tackle by Noah Woods on that far sideline. Clock is at 38 seconds and rolling. Back to throw. Klutz picks it up. It's on the ground. And Wimberley has recovered. Wimberley has recovered at the 15-yard line. Texans football. 32 seconds remaining, and the Texans will take over. And that should do it. As the snap was low, Klutz was able to get his hand on it, but could never bring it to his body and recover it. Texans able to fall on it and get the football. And they are going to go into the victory formation here with 32 seconds to go. What a finish for the Texans here as the Greyhound fans start heading out of the stadium. They're going to call a timeout here now. We'll keep it right here. The ball is at the Wimberley 15-yard line. It'll be second down and 10, but that's really irrelevant with 30 seconds to go. What a finish, Jared.
Yeah, and I tell you what, we kind of lost signal there. For those of you guys who are out there listening, I got your messages and things. I'm not sure if it was an internet problem here at the stadium or what it is, but kind of the rundown might give them, I guess, a little bit of the rundown of what's happened. You guys, unfortunately, probably missed really the what I would say is probably the best 2 minutes that we've listened to, so our fault on that. But some pretty amazing plays right here. We've had a couple big tackles. And a end up a swing pass or a little throw out to Snelling there a minute ago and puts it on the ground. Texans got the ball, 15-yard line with 30 seconds left. And I set up in the victory formation. I can't apologize to you guys who have been faithful and listening to us enough, but what a fantastic game. Looks like it's going to be a big win for the Texans.
Second down and 10 now as JoJo Weeks takes the snap and is able to kneel down. Yeah. Bernie got the ball down to the 9-yard line, then a low snap to their quarterback. Texans was able to fall on that fumble. Bernie probably in field goal range to kick the tying field goal and not able to come through and do so. So the Texans are going to try to finish this thing off now. There's 28 seconds remaining. Bernie has taken its final timeout of the night. Boy, the Greyhounds have to be awfully frustrated about how this thing has ended because they had gotten it inside the Texans' 10-yard line. And they probably felt at the very least they were going to be able to kick a game-tying field goal. Instead, they turn it over on a fumble. Quarterback not able to get the snap as JoJo Weeks now is able to kneel it down and flags on the play. I think Bernie was trying to get in there and get the football. He may have jumped the gun a little bit. Let's see what this call is.
Well, and if you're the Texans coming out of this game right here, I mean, this is something that you've really, you know, you put your nose down. You, we always say, you know, the games that you can win, the, you know, homecomings, this, that, or da-da-da, you really kind of go into those and really expect to win, but you come over here to Bernie and you know they're a good team and you put your nose down and you win the close ones. That's really the sign of what you're going to see with a great team.
Well, no doubt, if they can win a tough one like that, you know, that gives them a lot of belief going forward, no question about it, with district play set to start next week in Bandera. And that is going to be your ball game. The clock will run out now. And the Texans have survived the Bernie Greyhounds. Stay with us, everybody. We'll take a break and take this time out. And you will have our post-game show coming your way after this time out. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including checking, savings, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
And by Communicare Health Center, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season.